Today, many people choose to work outside Poland. In the 19th century and later, going abroad for work was known in Polish as saksy. From the second half of the 19th century, many Polish farm workers found employment in the nobility estates, but also on wealthy peasants' farms. They were permanent residents, but did not have German citizenship. An interesting story about the Polish immigrant workers was published by a local daily newspaper in Stettin. In August 1920, the Pomeszer Tagespost reported, "The estate in Leine had a Polish foreman and Polish harvesters. One of them put a glowing pin on his shirt, like the shape of a Polish eagle. Some of the Prussians employed in the estate made it clear that they considered this a provocation. In response, the Polish harvesters broke into their national anthem, 'Poland is not yet lost.' One of the Prussians furiously pulled the eagle pin from the Pole's shirt. The Polish harvesters demanded that all Prussians be dismissed from the estate or they would go on strike. As it turns out, the Poles were a self-confident economic force to be reckoned with."